Hello again, hello. Just call to say hello.
Ew, get lost, creep.
Hello, and I'd like to welcome you to the From the Hip podcast. With Albert Athazi, I'm your host. Welcome. Of course, you knew this was the From the Hip podcast because you clicked on something, didn't you? It was not like you were randomly sent from space into a realm of uncertainty, is it? No, you clicked on something. So you know this is. So for me telling you that it's the From the Hip podcast, it's absolutely useless, redundant information. That little intro you heard at the beginning of the show is, I would like to thank my daughter for doing the female voiceover for the intro that you heard at the beginning of the show. I just had an idea I came up with, and I said, you know, get my daughter involved a little bit. Make her like a star. It is another, it's March, what, 4th, 5th, or 6th, one or the other, I think it's the 5th, and it is minus 31 degrees in the morning, driving to work. I read something that I am not going to claim responsibility for. It was a quote that went, "Why do we live in a place where the air hurts our face?" I end up wondering that myself on mornings like this, where the car is like the car Fred Flintstone used to drive. That's how stiff it is. It's a full moon. Last night the moon was so bright, it was like someone was shining a spotlight from World War II when they were looking for airplanes in the sky from the ground. If you have any type of interest in war, or have you ever read or seen any videos on that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's very bright in the eyes. You have to kind of hide. You have to find a place in your bed. You have to shimmy, move around, so the light doesn't blind you. Holy macaroni, I'm trying to get in the other lane over here. These guys are driving like nuts, like AJ Foyt, like Jackie Stewart. But you know what? Your car doesn't look like a Jackie Stewart car. Oh my God, these guys are going to be passing me over here. I'm doing 100. I'm already doing 100. I got to get in the other lane here, tough guys. There we go. I had a little coffee with a friend of mine who I kind of got going in the podcasting space. Him and I did a podcast for, I think it was 14 episodes. It's going to be coming up 2 years ago now. And he decided that he wanted to keep podcasting. That whatever we were doing was not what he wanted to do, which is fine. Things change, right? So he kept going, and he really gave her, and now he's doing quite good after like 7 or 8 months. He's actually got sponsors for the show, making money in between, let's just say, $1,000 and $3,000 a month, I think, which is good. But you got to work like heck to do that. You got to do 3 episodes a week, you know, half hour interview shows. So that's the difference between him and I, is he works like a madman and I don't work like a madman. I'm a creative guy who is stifled by the routine, I guess, whatever. But I'm happy for him. And, you know, there might be a 10% part of me that is a little bit envious and a little bit, want to chase him out of town with a torch and a pitchfork. But there's a 90% side of me that is inspired that it can be possible. The people that you hang around with are the ones that are going to lift you. So if you're hanging around bums, you're going to be lower to the bum level. You hang around people that are flying in the sky, you're going to be raised. You can't fly with the eagles if you're on the ground scratching with the turkeys. And there's a couple turkeys around me, scratching, gobbling. Maybe I gotta give them the axe myself. Okay, I gotta make one more stop here. One more stop. Thanks so much for listening to the From the Hip podcast. Who knows, maybe I'm gonna be changing things up. Maybe I gotta get more serious about it myself. I gotta put more structure to the show and maybe have a schedule of what I'm gonna release. But hey, who knows? We'll find out about that later on. Hello, I'd like to have a medium coffee with cream.
Medium coffee with cream?
Yes, and a delicious, warm, and tasty English muffin. Egg McMuffin, that's what I mean.
Sorry, Egg McMuffin, okay.